Under orders from the White House, the EPA is leading an effort to revamp priorities for Great Lakes programs. Federal, state, and local officials are working on draft proposals for 8 target issues, including invasive species control and toxic harbors. This week's meeting in Traverse City will be the first one for the regional collaboration since Steve Johnson took over the reins at EPA from Michael Levitt. Wisconsin DNR official Todd Ames says Johnson appears committed to the effort.
He basically was very supportive all along, and certainly when Administrator Levitt left, there were clear signs from the administration that they would continue to embrace this as a major priority for the EPA, and that has certainly been the case, and they provided a tremendous amount of support and assistance as we've worked on all of this.
Environmental groups have been part of the discussions, but to try and make sure they're not shut out at decision time, more than 50 groups have just formed a Great Lakes Restoration Coalition. Co-chair Andy Buxbaum of the National Wildlife Federation says it's the right time to be involved.
This is our chance of a decade, and if we don't get the planning process right this time, it could be another decade before the Great Lakes have a chance to recover from some of the damage that they've sustained.
The planning effort could eventually lead to billions of dollars of new spending on the Great Lakes. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.